Normal life of people in Kashmir came to halt as authorities have once more imposed an undeclared curfew. Strict restrictions were put in force in many areas of the capital city, Srinagar, and major towns of Kashmir to prevent dissidents from staging anti-election protests. In the past 2 months, there have been more than a dozen instances of undeclared curfew being imposed by the authorities with the aim of what they called averting any untoward incident. Today also, movement of people has been restricted as the separatists were admitted to stage a protest rally. A senior member of Separatists Coordination Committee, Mia Kayum, in a telephonic conversation told Press TV that they were going to hold a peaceful demonstration to protest against the ongoing state election and also to demand the release of separatist leaders, who like him are being kept under house arrest. Since the elections have started in Kashmir, the normal life of people has undergone changes, as they have to face curfew-like situation at least twice a week, one on Friday and other on the election day. People today are even more worried as they are busy preparing for Eid festivity.
Imposing of curfew time and again is not good, especially for Muslims. Eid is coming ahead and it will be very difficult for the people to enjoy the Eid festival.
We are frustrated due to imposition of curfews every now and then. On every Friday there is a curfew. At least this week should have been spared, as Eid is coming and elections are also going on.
Despite restrictions, people in small groups came out and defied the curfew. They showed their frustrations through chanting anti-India slogans and pelting stones. Most of the protests were seen in Mysoma and Nahota areas of Srinagar city. Later, state police and paramilitary forces dispersed the protesters and stopped it from spilling over to other areas.
These restrictions are witness to the prevailing conditions in Kashmir. For Press TV, in Indian Kashmir, Shahanabad.